Small Hills. 95.4. You are listening to UJFM.
I'm not even sure what that means exactly, but I think it has something to do with the rest of my life.
UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your stories making headlines this hour, load shedding is unavoidable, says Eskom CEO, and UK records its first two cases of coronavirus.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Eskom announced earlier today that it is going to be going ahead with stage 2 load shedding up until Monday at 9 o'clock. This after the struggling power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding last night. Eskom says the power system remains constrained, and its new CEO, Andre De Ruyter, addressed the media on this today.
It is very clear that Eskom faces unprecedented challenges and crises as it navigates a very difficult environment, not only in terms of a changing energy environment, but also in terms of navigating some of the legacy issues that we are facing in terms of our past, in particular a legacy of poor maintenance, a legacy of corruption and capture, and for us to overcome those issues will take a lot of resolve internally, a lot of hard work internally.
That audio courtesy of SABC News. Several contractors at the Savannah City housing project in Midvale are up in arms after a middleman company that subcontracted them filed for liquidation before paying them. Yesterday, about 36 contractors brought their workforce to the offices of Savannah City Development, the main contractor based at the development, to protest. Workers burnt tires and blocked the roads with rocks. Johnny Mwoketsi, who is part of the committee representing contractors, say they were contracted to Dryden Construction, a main contractor at Savannah City Development. The contractors say they are owed 1.1 million rand collectively, which they have to use to pay salaries for their workers and the expenses of buying equipment and material. In UJ News now, the Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Johannesburg, Professor Chilidzi Marwala, recently penned an opinion article discussing the convergence of current climate crisis and also 4IR and how this could create a new economy. The Vice Chancellor opines that science and innovation have the potential.